Be at peace, child. Hear me. Feel me. You are safe now. I have you. I am here to shepherd you into the arms of our Father, the Lord. There you will remain eternally and blissfully in His embrace. Do you understand? Come now, he winks.
Now, now, let us not be too hasty.
Malik, you have no claim over this one. Be gone from my presence. You have no business here.
Come now, dear Abathara. There is no need for cruel words. Come, sister, let us talk. We have much to discuss, I feel.
I disagree, and I would rather you dispense with the false sibling affections. They have as much purpose as you do here. This one is mine to protect. You would do well to return to the pit you crawled from.
My claim upon this one is just as strong as yours, dearest. His soul bears the tarnishes of one not so pure, as I'm sure you are more than aware. Tell me you do not sense it, smell it, as I do.
How humorous that you speak so candidly of human senses. I wasn't aware that your kind were wont to possess such things. Am I to believe some schism has occurred within your ranks, or do you simply forget yourself?
Come, come. There is no need for all this hatred. I do believe we can discuss this matter with civil tongues and dispense with the barbs.
I have claimed him, Malik.
And I refute your claim and state my own. Now release him and let us parley. Surely the strong sense of decency I know still resides in you will afford me as much.
Ever the conversationalist. Very well, let us talk.
Aha! Good. Now, as I said, I know that you are all too aware of the blemishes on this one's record, which you know all too well makes him mine to claim and ferry. Not yours.
The light of virtue remains upon him still, making him deserving entry through the gates of heaven.
It seems we find ourselves at an impasse. Whatever will we do?
Enough games, fool. I know you have something you wish to put forward. Speak or leave. Do not waste my time.
So impatient. Very well, I do have what I believe is a solution to our predicament. A deal, a contract between you and I, for the soul, an agreement.
A trick then, some demonic work of fiction to lure me and this one into your clutches. I reject your proposal.
And what then, Abathara? Shall we fight? Is this to be the chosen ground, the division between heaven and hell, no less? Where we duel over one lowly soul. Is this what you seek?
As is the desire of any of my order.
Do you desire your death so eagerly, dear sister? I think not. Will you not at least hear my terms?
Terms indeed. Very well, speak.
We both desire the soul. There is no denying this. However, there is something else which I would deem worthy recompense. Give me this, and the soul is yours, with my blessing.
Your blessing is ash in my mouth, Malik. What is it that you speak of?
Why, you, dear sister.
You speak in riddles, and I have no time for games. Speak clearly, or I promise you, verbal barbs will be the least of my wrath you will experience.
Carnal satisfaction of a member of your order. You specifically. This is what I desire.
You forget yourself. Hold your tongue or lose it. What you ask is madness.
No, not madness. I think not. A simple trade, a sacrifice on your part for an innocent, wandering soul. Not such a gargantuan request in my eyes.
Cease the lashing of your serpent's tongue. I refuse.
Oh, I think not. I hear the wavering in your voice, dear sister. The whispering doubt that belies your resistance. The clarity of mind deep within that beseeches you to do what you know must be done.
I refuse to fall prey to such trickery.
Give yourself over to me, and then you leave. Your task complete, your purpose fulfilled.
You ask too much.
I ask only what I feel a soul is worth. An angel's attention for just a short while.
I can't. Please stop.
Your consent is all I need, dear thing. My terms are agreeable, do you not think?
Yes, for the soul's protection,
Wonderful. The soul is yours, just as soon as you satisfy your end of the bargain, sweet thing.
Yes. What is it you...
You'll take me in your mouth first, oh dear angel, and do more than spit words with that tongue of yours.
Oh, yes.
Sir, for the duration of your repayment, you're mine.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Wonderful, sweet thing.
Are we done?
Oh, no, dear. We are just getting started. Stand up. Let me see you.
Yes, sir.
Now, much better. I want you on display for me. My, such a wonderful form. Heaven could offer no better. I hope my touch isn't cold.
No, sir. Anything but.
Good. My lips shouldn't be either.
No. No, so warm.
Well, I am glad I please you, dear sister.
Oh, you do.
Would you like more? I see your eyes wandering, your mouth watering. You desire this, don't you not?
I do, yes. Please, sir.
Excellent. Well then, come to me, sweet thing. Slide down onto me and take what your soul craves.
I crave... Yes, this I do. I need you. I need this. Oh, yes, more. Please. Give me more.
As you wish, sweet, sweet child. Faster, Avathara, faster.
Again, please, sir.
The most innocent of archangels craving pain. Ask again, beg.
Please, the pain is exquisite, sir. Again, please. Please.
Kiss me, lover. Come taste me again.
Yes. Thank you. Give me more of your seed, demon. Deep inside me. Do it. Do it now. No. Worry. Stop. No.
We stop when I am satisfied, little whore, and I am not through with you yet. You will satisfy me again. And again, and again, until I am through with you.
Oh, I can't. It's too much. The pain. I want it, but please, sir.
Beg for a reprieve. Beg like the whore you are. Just as you begged for my flesh. Beg for me to stop. And know that nothing you can say will convince me. You are mine. You belong to me now. Say it.
No, I can't.
Say it, sister.
I belong to you.
Louder. Louder so those above and those below can hear.
I belong to you, sir.
Louder.
I belong to you.
I know. Wonderful.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
You are very welcome. I've always wanted a pet angel.
I'd like that. This again?
Oh, dear sister. Absolutely.